Just watch out for the rodents of unusual size. This is the perfect pour.
Dude, drummer stuff. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer podcast, is what it is. Very, very specifically about craft beer and being a nerd about craft beer.
Or right.
A geek. I think Matt's a little uncomfortable with the term nerd.
Nerds.
I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
There he is. And it's just the three of us for this week.
Damn it.
And that's fine. We need, sometimes we need to take a break from guests.
Sorry, Vin.
I just go out and drink all the beer ourselves.
I just want to announce that this is episode 100. That's what we'd be saying three episodes from now. Because it's episode 97.
There you go. There you go. We got so much planned for 100. We don't have anything planned.
We're going to have all of our favorite guests come back on.
Oh, yeah. We don't have any guest book.
Okay, dang it. Foo Fighters are going to play here in the garage.
Foo Fighters. They've never come to Fresno.
Okay. Actually, I don't think they have. I think the one time they were supposed to, like, somebody broke an arm and it didn't happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Fresno's next. Ow! My arm just broke.
Oh. All of our guitars have been stolen.
Oh, my God. We got our gear stolen, guys. Sorry. We totally go.
But we'll have something planned for it.
Yeah.
If maybe. We don't, it'll
just
happen.
It'll be an episode. This will be an episode of us drinking beer. What do you think?
But it'll be the future.
Us and maybe the captain.
Yeah. Maybe the captain.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, maybe we That's get the captain enough. Up here.
Have the captain for 100. Good enough for me.
Mm-hmm. Word.
Also good enough is the beers we were drinking beforehand. Our tailgating session.
Holy shit.
Before the official start of the podcast. And we have a lot. We are flush with listener beer right now, which we are very appreciated of. But still, Matt found some unique beer to bring over. Yet still,
mm-hmm.
Local Riley's Gargoyle IPA.
Mm-hmm.
It is a draft only IPA, but they still managed to put it in bottles. And Matt got some.
Yeah, it was over. Jake from State Farm was doing a batch of beer. They were brewing. And Mike from Riley's happened to be over there as well. And I saw one of the bottles laying around, so I snagged it. Snagged it for the podcast. What better way to try new beer but on this podcast?
There you go.
I think that beer could do something for them.
Yeah, it is. It is probably the most interesting Riley's beer I've had. For sure, Riley's out of Madera, just a little north of Fresno here.
Yeah.
They don't have a tap room yet, but they do use AppCal quite often as a pseudo tap room.
Pseudo
tasting room.
Synonymous.
Which is a winery just on the other side of the river here in 99.
Yeah, barely right now. It's like just after Herndon, right? Avenue 7?
Yep. Boom. It's like you get on to 99 and you get off 99 and you're there. what did you think of that gargoyle? That it was definitely a little different. I had this to me. It had like a tropic, like a banana,
yeah, bubblegummy kind of
maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm. IPA, which I think
I got a lot of malt. I don't know if my taste buds are off tonight.
I didn't get malt so much.
Oh, okay, something's up.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
What do I know?
No, I don't know anything either.
I mean, it wasn't I've had terrible beer that's brewed near us, and this was not that, but I still think that...
You're dangerously close to putting the I Love Clovis hat on.
if this is not the batch, probably the next one will be the one that they
so they're released. Still developing?
Yes. Uh-huh. They made this first batch, and they're from my understanding, they're trying to get it on draft, and... Yes. Run with newer beers or newer styles. You know, they're just trying to do a different approach with
things. I just like that it says draft only and we have it here in bottles.
Yep, yeah. I like it.
Makes me feel
That's
like a
That's
going
to be a nice collector bottle for the wall.
We had it before you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Tickers.
Yes, Ticker Cred.
Yes, Ticker Cred.
I'm excited for them. I know they're trying. If you go on their social media, they're building like a cold box so they can brew more beer, package it, and have it sent to multiple distributors versus, I can understand it from a small brewery standpoint, you could put as much beer as you want into a warehouse, but if you have multiple distributors, they kind of just come up and snatch a lot of inventory, and then you're just like, holy crap, what do we do with this hole?
Oh, wow.
So
now I have to stay at the brewery in 18 hours a day to keep up.
Damn. Yeah, that's the worst thing ever when you have somebody that works, like brewers that work full time, and they're just like, well, what if you brewed two batches a day, or you guys worked twice as much? Everybody just goes, what? You just suggested what?
Wait, when somebody said, like, you could work in beer, I wasn't thinking about 16-hour days. Yes. Wasn't in my thought plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, you just Bill Lumberg me? You know, it'd be great if you could just go ahead and
get that done today.
Yeah, could you just go ahead and come in Saturday? That'd be great.
We're going to need you to come in on Saturday.
Oh, and I hear there's a problem with your grain bill reports.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a Bill Lumberg when you're brewing beer.
Did you not get the memo on sanitation?
Go ahead and need you to move your office down to the basement.
I need you to move behind the fermenter there. Yeah. Gotta keep this area for storage.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, growing pains are definitely seen in small breweries in ways. So, but I know they're trying to grow, and I know they have ways to do that. So I'm excited to... I'm always excited for new places. Same thing with the other new place in town, Black Ops.
Black Ops.
I've had people...
As heard on Flowing
with I've Fingers. Seen their growlers. I've seen people drink their beer, and they say that they're headed in the right direction. They might not understand where they're at yet, but it is drinkable. So right. I haven't had anything myself, so I don't know, but I'm...
Yeah, Black Ops, and then Mad Duck. I don't know what's going on with them, but they're supposed to be having a brew pub there at the Fresno State.
Thingamajig.
The building's up, and last I saw that they were putting some drainings and stuff in. So. The
building's erect.
Sweet.
What?
Yeah, hey.
Giggity. That was sexual. Another tailgating beer we had, this was from a listener up in Spokane area, that's Washington for those don't know the geography. And this is a brewer that I've been wanting to have for a long time. I've been through Spokane a few times and somehow managed not to have any of their beer.
Wow.
The Noli, we believe it's pronounced Noli. Mm-hmm. It might be Noli, but I'm pretty sure it's Noli. Noli Brewing out of Spokane. And I love their bottle art. Marketing bottle art is pretty awesome, very hip. I don't know if it's going to look cool in a couple of years, but right now it looks pretty awesome. And what we had was called Spin Cycle. It's a red ale, 5.75% red ale.
It was beautiful.
48 IBUs. Mm-hmm. And very nice. And the Bearded Brewer is a red aficionado, so...
Hey, reds.
We default when it's a red. Default to Bearded Brewer.
Reds and browns are something I started out with, so they are definitely a good gateway. And when you could go back to one, it's wonderful. It doesn't, you know, wasn't syrupy, wasn't coppery, wasn't too hoppy, wasn't murky.
Murky.
Didn't taste like ass. Murky. So I can appreciate that.
All right.
Lacks ass.
Noticeably lacks ass. I like that. And so who was it that got this? We've got several Northwestern beers that were sent to us from listenership in the Northwest area that was actually physically brought down to Fresno.
Yeah.
To us. Direct to the perfect connection. Pour.
Gentleman's name is Stun, or he goes by, I think it's the Northwest I'm going to go Northwestern. I don't, it might be Northwest.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say Northwestern, Bearded Brewer.
Northwestern.
Yeah. So he runs the Northwestern territory of Bearded Brewers. You run the Central California.
Yeah, he's the captain.
Bearded Brewers. Yeah, he's the captain in the Northwest.
Yeah.
Bearded Brewers.
But yeah, they happen to be as far down as Yosemite. They were a little bit north of that even, but they went over to Yosemite for the day, and everybody knows that's only about just an hour away from Fresno. Mm-hmm. So
I'll be there in a few days.
They were doing some beer shopping, and he happened to say, "Hey, I like your podcast. You guys need some beers from here. I want to try out some Tioga Sequoia." And I said, "Let's make it happen.
Let's do it."
So
do it.
Trade happened, and I got to see Mikey's eyes light up when I brought over that case of beer.
It was the actual box of Noli box.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that the most. It was a pretty good looking box.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be enjoying us going through that box for the next few episodes here. And another listener beer donated to this to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Kern River Brewing, Dirty Hippie Imperial Red Ale, the 6th anniversary edition.
Oh shit!
Of their Imperial Red Ale, and I've been seeing that Dirty Hippie forever. Yeah. Never getting to try it. That Dirty Hippie.
Always escapes.
I can't. I've been watching a lot of that 70s show because all I can think is Tommy Chong. You dirty heavy. Hey, man.
Dave's not here, man.
Dave's not here.
That was a pretty damn good Imperial Red.
Down in the Bakersfield, there's Jess. He's the Save Mart guy, or he runs the Bakersfield Craft Beer page on the Facebooks.
All right, Bakersfield Craft Beer page.
He has family in town. I don't know if it's his or just his wife. So occasionally he'll drive through, and he just showed up, and he's just like, "Hey man, how's it going?" And I was like mid like doing something not pouring beer related, and I was just like, "Holy shit, hey man!" And you know, had stopped for a minute and hung out with him, and he just put this bottle down. He's like, "This is for you." And I was like, thank you. Yay. I'm going to go cry. But whenever I see Kern River, I have to bring it to the podcast.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I can never
Mike,
feel...
Mike, you'll put out a hit on you if you bring Kern River and don't tell.
So, well, I mean, if it's something we've had two or three times.
No, but, of course.
But something like this, is like, it has to be
cool.
Podcast.
Glad you shared because it was really delicious.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That was our pre-show.
Kern River delicious.
Pre-show beers, and we've got a new beer.
Noob ear?
Noob.
I don't know how I feel about this beer.
Oh, because it's in a can? God, what a waste.
No, I love canned beers.
New beer for the show. This is another, we're just all about beers given to us, or exchanged with us, whatever.
Dreams do come true.
From Chicago, Illinois.
Whoa,
Chicago.
That's a ways
beer,
away from...
Beer with Friends podcast sent this out to us.
Half Acre Beer Company.
Eventually, we'll send them a California case.
But this is what gets me. It's called the Daisy Cutter Pale Ale. I don't know what a daisy...
I've heard this... This is one that has some rep.
It's got to be
slang. I've heard
like
this Daisy
Frisbee
Cutter a lot, so I'm excited to have it.
Oh, okay. Good.
Half Acre. First Half Acre.
Disc Golf.
Anyway, what was it? We had one of their beers last week. I forget. Right at the end.
It's got to be
was
some
it Half Acre?
Kind of slang. I don't think it's a bike reference, because I don't know where you'd be cutting daisies unless you're
daisy
an off-road
cutter,
biker.
Daisy Cutter Pale.
Who knows?
5.2.
Wait, I just know bikes and beers are exploding lately.
Man, got a clean glass.
Yeah.
Tastes like I'm sipping on some daisies.
Ooh, maybe that's brewed with actual daisy?
Floral beer, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Floral pale?
5.2%.
Oh, no, total sesh, bro.
Seeing IPUs. IPUs.
IPUs.
Chance of peeing after this beer?
Is that the percentage of having to pee after this beer? 52. I can handle that. International piss units.
Wow, Mikey. Wow.
Oh, I'm not supposed to do that.
No, that was
That was a Nick. That was a Nick. That was a Nick move.
No, this is a Nick move. That's a Nick. It's a gum smacker. The kind of beer that makes you smack your gum. Yeah, we get what a gum smacker is.
You know, the kind of beer that smacks your gum, make you smack them.
Make you smack them. It's like...
This is good. Pale.
It's like when you see a ripe watermelon on the back of a truck, you just want to go up and bite it.
This is something I would drink a pint of.
It's nice, easy drinking. It's not real hoppy, but it's not terribly malty like most most things are east of the Rockies.
Yeah. Doesn't taste like a Rockies beer. And it doesn't taste like an east of the Rockies
beer. Yeah. This is Midwestern.
Hal Faker. Faker?
I'm getting a taste from Midwestern.
Hal Faker.
Hal Faker. Hal Faker.
Me and Hal went to school together.
Oh, Hall Faker. What kind of brewer is that, Hall Faker? I carry.
I like that. They went with beer company, not brewery, not.
Yeah. Mm. I definitely stumbled on that. I was like, beer company.
Half Acre Beer Company.
Different.
Chicago.
The artwork on this thing's pretty insane.
It's a nice can.
Nice cans.
It's gonna look good on the in the rafters when I figure out better taping situation. Affixing beers. I've had a lot of problems with the beers falling off the rafters here in the studio.
Did you go 3M?
And I haven't. I'll try 3M now.
3M's known to do well.
All right.
Just in case you were concerned, it's actually canned.
Possibly get some Windex, wipe down the rafter of any dust.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then clean. So 3M tape it. That's all I can suggest. Yeah. I don't know.
We here in the studio have the luxury of we put up the beer. I've run out of room for shelving for the bottles, but we still have room for cans.
Yes.
And what I do here is tape them up to the rafters, the can our conquests as if they're trophies. And when it gets a little heated in here, they start falling off. It's not as. So that's what we're referencing there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We'll send a picture.
Have to get some. Well, I don't know about the top ones, but the lower ones you could possibly get like a wood screw. Just go through the side of the can.
Yeah,
with a drill.
Well, Nick had a good idea, but it would take work of doing a putting a metal strip through there, and then having a magnets on the. Cans,
yeah.
But that's a lot of work.
Whatever.
All right, that was,
leave
that's
it to your engineer. Something
that's
like
your
that.
Beer cave tips for you. So, give me some beer cave tips. So, what's been going on in the culture of craft beer since we're enjoying this Daisy Cutter from Half Acre Cutter. Talking about beer? Locally, Even Keel, one of my favorite session.
What?
Beers. Even Keel from Ballast Point is now in town.
No way.
Is in town. Is hit town. It's full on. Right with the Grapefruit Sculpin cans.
Oh, it is can format?
Yep. Can format. I haven't even seen Even Keel in the bottom.
I didn't know. I've never seen either, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because that's their pale ale, right?
It's a session IPA.
Okay. Well, I don't know. They have one that just says pale ale, and it comes in a can, but they have like 14 pale ales, so yeah, that's what I don't know.
Is it the Grunion one?
Well, see, I don't know if it's the Grunion or the Yellowtail or this or that, but then there's the Even Keel.
Yeah, Even Keel is excellent. Yeah. Top five or session for me, bro. So I'm excited. I haven't gotten it yet, but it's around. Just haven't got to it yet.
Was that in your mixed six pack?
I think it was. It was. I believe it was.
Sounds very familiar.
Also in town, Mother Earth from San Diego. Yeah. Mother Earth is in town. I actually have not had any of the Mother Earth stuff yet.
Damn.
You guys are already familiar with it. I mean, I'm familiar with it as knowing it as a San Diego brewer, but I've not had any.
I thought we brought some back here before.
I don't remember having any Mother Earth here, but
do we have a bottle?
Possible.
Do we have?
Nope, I don't see a bottle on the wall.
But I know we've looked at, I think, because one of them has a Volkswagen on it. I think that's why we first searched them out.
That's what put it on my radar, yeah. Hmm. The screen printed, another screen printed bottle.
I like for the screen printed bottles.
But the Cali Creamin features an Volkswagen-esque for copyright reasons.
Volkswagen nerds. Yeah-esque.
Yeah.
They couldn't go full bore.
They couldn't go full bore, but they got a surfboard and a bus on the beach.
We know what it means.
Scenery with a big wave. Yeah,
you know what we're talking about. Yeah. Don't ya?
They love it. So, of course, you got to try it after that.
Well, yeah.
What the heck, man?
What the heck, man?
That's all I'm saying.
So, you guys, you got your bottles at home?
Yeah. Oh, well, they would have made it tonight, but. Apparently, we got too much beer.
We got too much beer. Mm-hmm. Damn it. I knew I shouldn't have said anything. Mm-hmm. I warned them. We have all this exchange beer, listener beer. And I told the brothers, you don't need the beer. We got plenty of beer.
So story has it, they're testing the waters right now with this Mother Earth. So I'm going to go back and buy more anyway, just they see
help
it's
out.
Moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I'd love them to
stay. Mother Earth is testing it or the distributor is testing?
The shops that are selling it. Are testing the waters to see if Mother Earth will sell here.
Oh, see if people will give a shit.
Because, you know, if you're cool with one of the San Diego guys, you might be cool to the other Modern Times San Diego guys.
Modern Times.
Mm-hmm. And so it might help our chances of getting other Modern Times San Diego beers.
I think you said that right. I'm wrong.
Yeah. So, hell, if that's what we need to... If we have to drink beer to help other beer...
other beer.
Get here. Beer. To get drank.
I'm willing to do that.
God damn it, we will drink more beer.
We're on a quest. We'll do it for Fresno.
That's what we got to do.
You heard it here first. We're willing to drink more beer.
We're willing to drink your beer.
Yes.
I drink your beer.
We're a non-profit. We should be a non-profit then. Like,
yeah. Oh, we're a non-profit. All
right. I mean, we are, but not to the government.
Actually, technically not anymore. But,
Well, we haven't made profit. It's just the cash money's coming. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to donate to the Perfect Pour, patreon.com/perfectpour, please. So anything else in the craft beer world that's been going on you guys are thinking about?
There's a hybrid between a looking out for and something that's been happening in our local-ish culture. Was there's Other Half Brewing. Have we mentioned them before?
Other Half? No.
They're out of Brooklyn, New York, but there's been a lot of cans showing up. It's a silver can with like a black label, and it's an IPA series, and it has in like a diagonal order, it'll say like Citra or Nelson, and it seems like it's like a single hop. But I mean, they have very beautiful cans to begin with as far as design and everything, but these... hop variant cans have been showing up all over in my Southern Valley and Northern Valley feeds. Huh. And I want to know what it's about. They have a Nelson. They have a Citra. I want to try it.
Wow.
From you know, Brooklyn, New York.
But
they have an IPA.
But they're just popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't...
Fellow drinkers are drinking it. And mm-hmm. You're like, how are you all you people getting this? Where is this coming from?
Where?
First, I thought it was something more local until I looked them up. And I was like, Brooklyn, New York. Wow, fuck. Yeah. We have a hard enough time getting Topper over here. Now how these people are showing up with this other half.
Yeah.
Damn it. Huh. Damn them.
This is a mystery now.
Mystery beer.
We must help, listeners help us solve.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this popping up so much locally?
That's what I want to know.
And will it become available? We get so little East Coast beers here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd other love to have 6 Point out here.
Six Point
is set.
If we had to drink more Dogfish beer to get 6 Point and Other Half, we'll do it.
Yeah. If that's what we have to do, I'm not excited about it, but I'll do it.
We will drink your beer.
Mikey's willing to drink as many 60-minute IPAs as he has to.
Damn it. Oh, man.
Can I just drink Rebel IPA?
Yeah. How much Rebel IPA do I have to drink? To get 6 Point here. Show me the chart. I'll do it.
Here's another reason for Fresno to get its shit together. This is a real thing. I'm bringing this up because it's bike month. Biatches. and beers and bikes.
Beers and bikes, right? Yes.
Bike Dog Brewing. No, just kidding. There's an actual bill in the Senate to approve beer bikes, which is the 15-passenger mobile bar bicycle that you've seen. I think Sierra Nevada has one. I'm sure there's a crap ton in San Diego. I couldn't imagine there not being there. But so they're trying to pass a bill to say it's okay to ride these things in public and drink beer on them with 15 people on board.
All right.
And it's already passed the Senate, and so it's got to go to Assembly to get the whole bill passed so everybody's approved to ride this thing. But I'm trying to imagine where the hell in Fresno we'd ride this thing. Like, we need to get our shit together and revitalize this city now.
Mm-hmm.
So I could ride a bike, beer bike.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That's a, our producer Becky was saying for Fuse Fest, we need to have one of those.
That would be a great place to ride a beer bike.
For Fuse Fest. And that, I was like, yeah. Well.
Right now, that's the only place it would work.
But I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. We build it.
Build. You boys, get on that.
Oh, yeah. We still got to build the couch bike.
Yeah, convert a bunch of couch bike. The slow ride couch bike we got to build.
Yeah. So that's my culture. Look for beer bikes near you
for a beer
soon.
Bike. I've been noticing, I don't know if it's the trend this year. If it's enough to call itself a trend, but it seems like there's a lot of Belgian style, Belgian inspired beers this past lately, and but nobody's saying it's a trend. It's just I'm just seeing it, a lot of Belgian style inserted beer, which I'm just not a fan of Belgian style at all. And I'm not hearing any beer geeks excited, like, Belgian, that's my jam.
Oh.
So I don't know where this is coming from. Like, who is drinking all this Belgian, esque beers?
I would be for it now that you're telling me.
For it! Are you for it? Belgian beers, are you for it?
Because I just had the, there was a 4-pack at Costco from Mission Brewing that came with one Golden Belgian. It was all the rest were IPAs or pales, and then the one Belgian. And I was like, okay, we're just going to power through it. You know, let's just get this one over with. And I'll be damned if it wasn't a good beer.
That's my discrepancy with it is San Diego, they're fond of not just Belgian singles, doubles, triples, quads, stuff like that. They want a Belgian white, Belgian wheat, Belgian IPA, and then they just start saying, let's Belgian everything, and I'm just like, no,
Belgian it!
Let's calm down here a little bit.
Easy with the Belgian, jeez. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm just watching out for that. I'm like,
oh, it's coming.
Because I'm kind of thinking, am I going to have to learn to like it to a certain degree because it's out there so much?
5 years ago, probably now.
Yeah.
Nah, not so much.
Not so much. It just,
IPA shelf space is still at a premium.
It's all still IPAs, thankfully. Yeah. All right, well, it's time for a new beer. And this was one I thought, I hesitated. I'm like, well, we could age this one. We don't have to drink it right now. But we've been drinking so many ale, IPA and red ales and pales here, so. Like, we needed a stout, and this is the one I found. So.
Hell yeah.
And this was also from our northwestern Noli, Spokane. This one, this is one for Nick to get excited about. Noli's Wrecking Ball Imperial Stout. Listen to this.
No.
100 IBUs.
Damn it.
9.5% with 100 IPU. A 100 IPU... Imperial Stout.
You will be peeing after this beer.
Does that sound right? Yeah, 100 peeing units. Is there
it's in your brain.
Yeah. That's like a bad board game. You earned 100 pee units this round.
I just heard back from Stan, or Northwest Bearded Brewer, and he just said...
got us this, Noli.
He was just like, yay, on the photo of us drinking Spin Cycle.
All right, there's an official statement.
He's alive.
He's all, let me know what you guys think of the others, too. Sunglass emoticon.
Oh, and then he said,
and he finally chimed in 8 minutes ago with, oh, and I'm drinking General Sherman right now, too. The double dry hop General Sherman.
Dang.
So we are currently drinking
It's like we're in the same room.
Yes.
Wow, bro.
The world's longest distance beer hangout is happening right now.
I really hope people do that. Like, I wish, like, wish we could have, like, a listening... There was enough juice that where we could have a listening time where we're all listening and drinking at the same time, on Friday night or something.
Yes.
I don't know. If enough listeners are around, maybe we could do that, but
it's like you were looking at the moon the same time I was looking into the moon.
Yeah.
I love gold.
Obviously not the same moon, because that's impossible.
No. I prefer to look at the dark side of the moon.
Ooh. Nice.
No, all right, here it is, the Noli Wrecking Ball. Ooh.
Oh, that's the right color.
That's the color Nick has been waiting for.
Apparently you got the cops all excited about that.
Huh? Cops are outside.
Wrecking ball.
Oh, Matt's going big glass on this one.
Oh, man.
It's the only one I have left, guys. Don't judge me.
Sure.
Hey, it's a bummer. There's enough room for a big glass.
Testing. Uh-oh. Sorry. Whoa. The cable is a little fidgety, isn't it?
Smells nice. It's got
what?
A nice...
Did you
nice
just say it smells nice?
It does.
It just singed my nose
nice
hairs.
Aroma.
I smell bitter.
I have to get some water first. I want to cleanse the palate.
You're taking this seriously. Man,
I'm in love with
that's
the stripper.
Good.
I mean, stout.
I'm enjoying this. I am.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's the 100 IBUs, bro.
Whoa. Yeah,
it's just
they're
a number.
There.
It's just a number. That's all.
Even IBU, bro. Shut up, man. It means something.
It's there. It is definitely there.
That they had to have been going for 100 IBUs. Then you don't just randomly land on 100 IBUs.
72? I call it 100. Close
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, call it 100. Nobody ain't going to know the
difference. Are they going to check? Are they
them dumb check? Shits ain't. Them dumb shit geeks ain't going to know the difference.
Yeah.
Just call it 100.
You want to see how you sell a beer? Put 100 on it.
See, this is how they win me. It's the perfect color, because what is technically the darkest color?
Ah. Black.
Black. There's no more black.
There's none more blacker than black.
But it's not just black. It's jet black stout. Somebody come up to me.
What are we, in the 80s here?
Somebody come up to me with a darker stout than this jet black stout.
Yeah, find something darker than jet black, bruh. You can't.
Challenge accepted.
Guess what? You can't. This is excellent. Give me some more, Nick. Like, is this a really top level Imperial?
This is not like... Oh, yeah, that's... Sorry.
No, stop talking, Matt. You don't know anything.
I was just going to jump in there.
I thought I was talking for a minute. I didn't have any problem with that. I was like, wow, I'm not moving my mouth, but what I'm saying, what's in my head is actually coming out right now.
Man. It's...
Nice slurp there for you.
It's a good beer.
Oh... I love the artwork. I just noticed it.
They even give you a little photo of where they're at in Washington.
We are here.
You are not.
Telling
you are here. We are over here. You are not here.
Next time I go to Sandpoint, Idaho, you have to fly in that area of Washington/Idaho. You got to fly into Spokane.
Mm.
And so I've flown in Spokane a few times and just heading up to Sandpoint, and that was a couple years ago, but now next time, man, I'm all about stopping at Noli.
I wonder
how their tap room is. Did you say anything about Noli's
tap room? GPS is broken again. How'd we end up in Spokane?
How'd we end up at the tap room?
I wonder if any of our grunge music idols have ever drank here since it's a 1993.
Ooh, 93.
Yeah.
The Gacy Bunch played here. Nobody?
Oh,
I hate you guys.
This stuff's... It's not almost...
Alice in Chains reference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, how did I not get that?
That was their undercover name, right?
Yep.
Damn it. Damn it. I got outgeeked on Alice in Chains.
Yeah, bro.
I'm going to go have to, have a full Alice in
Chains.
Now
you're just a man in the box. Go over there.
I got that one.
It's weird.
Feed my thighs?
It says chocolate and roasty barley malt, but it's not like chocolate bitter or roasted malt bitter or smoked bitter.
I'm not getting chocolate.
It's very sweet stout with a huge hop bitter.
Yeah, there's that hop bitter. It's almost kind of like you would expect a black IPA to be, but apparently they don't.
Oh no.
They don't want to call it a black IPA. They want to call it an imperial stout.
It's not black IPA. But yeah, I get
it. It does have the hop bitterness of a black IPA, but the stout is super sweet, chocolatey.
I like it.
Yes, this is
I approve.
Have not had anything like this.
All right. So we have a voicemail line, 559-492-0542. That is our voicemail line. You can leave us any kind of beer-related message or podcast-related message. We highly appreciate them. Like, hey, what's your dream six-pack? What is it? Let us know. Let us know anything.
Six Carmen Electras.
We have one voicemail, six Carmen Electras. All right, hey, I'm done with that. We have one voicemail this week, and, oh, man, if it's one voicemail, it damn well better be.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm driving.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, none of you guys showed up to the Warthog meeting, but you know what? It's okay. You know why it's okay? Because Steve is the cousin. Steven Zach was there.
Oh,
he had such a great session IPA. I was tempted to steal it from him. I almost
had it. That was a good session.
I let him keep it, but it was mighty tempting. His session IPA blew away Easy Jack and Slow Rising. Whatever, I forget the name of Stones. It's so unremarkable.
Oh.
The only session IPA that even compared with Stevens was Bannerman. That's what it probably tied in my book. They can really go for some more of that stuff. Great job, Steven. Great job. Well, anyway, that's how the meeting went yesterday. I'm proud of the 16th. You guys keep up the great work. And driving!
Yay! Scotty B.
Scotty B. Scotty, I'm sorry.
Driving.
I was riding my bicycle Saturday morning. Actually, I wasn't too far from them. I guess they were out. California Classic was Saturday, so we were riding down Academy, and I guess we rode right by Ashland and Academy, which they weren't too far from there.
Damn it.
Yeah, so I was close. I should have made a left turn and gone drink some beer and got back on.
Somebody get me a beer. Gotta get back on the road.
Fellow Warthogs sticking up for each other. That was a good session. I assume it's the same one he brought in to us. It was a damn good session, IPA. I'm looking forward to one day having all these homebrewers that we have on here once in a while. They'll have their own brewery. And then I can just run wild in their breweries. Because remember when we had you on for your brewery? Mm-hmm. Now I get to drink at your brewery forever.
Mikey, we remember, but put some clothes on, please.
Ah, come on. It's California, bro.
I need no
Hey, guys, pants. I'm streaking.
Hey, guys, I'm streaking. Yeah, that's not...
Mike and Scotty B, streaking through the breweries.
I can just see that you have, like, it's like typical movie. You have, like, the button-up shirt and the tie on, and you're behind the counter, and you walk in front of the counter, and it's just no pants, just boxers. Pants. Boxers and socks, and you're just like...
What can I get you? What do you need?
Nothing anymore.
I don't need anything, sir. All right. More for me.
Yeah.
I have a new segment before we get to being caught drinking.
What?
Brand new segment. I didn't even run this through the brothers. I'm just doing it.
Wow,
how dare you spring something on us? We normally like to plan for things.
Yep. No planning. I'm springing it on you. But I always love going through the social media and following people that aren't in a local area. I like seeing what's like some craft beer centric place that, you know, usually just like a craft beer bar, what they have on tap. And it's just always kind of fascinating because that's one of the cool things about craft beer is the travel aspect of regional aspect of it. You go, I mean, now it's craft beer has become so cool and prominent that you, when you travel somewhere, regardless of what you're traveling for, you're like, all right, well, what does that town have craft beer wise? Mm-hmm, like what cool shit?
Yeah. Fire up the Yelp, fire up the,
yeah, you start looking around like, so it's like, all, like before craft beer, imagine this was not like some podunk town. You're like, ah, fuck, I got to go to buttfuck Egypt now. And it, so now it's like, well, it's almost doesn't matter. Like they probably are going to have something craft beer unique about it that you can get excited for. So it's like craft. See, there's that loud plane again.
Wow.
It's the same time as last week. Oh, no, that's the helicopter. That's the sheriff. Uh-oh. Sheriff's around. Look out. But, it's made, craft beer has made every trip now that more interesting because I get to look at what the craft beer is in that town.
If it's not at the destination, there's probably one on the way,
there's
too.
Something, yeah, there's something around it.
Yeah.
So I just like looking at other places tap. And for this week, what intrigued me was Eureka Burger in San Diego. Oh, I didn't realize it was Eureka Burger in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So this, I saw this pop up. Here's what they have on tap this week. Firestone Union Jack. All right, well, we get that, so boring. If we get it, then it's boring. Barley Forge. From Ghosting, it's a Belgian. That's a Belgian amber.
Oh shit! Look out, Belgian.
Belgian amber. See, that's what I'm saying.
Fucking A.
Saint Archer, Mandarina, wheat ale.
Ooh,
Wheat pale. Yeah, I've not heard of this.
Man, from Saint Archer. The shit's coming down on Saint Archer.
It's a wheat pale. Does a wheat pale interest you though? A wheat pale.
A wheat pale.
Why would you put wheat in your pail? Mm. Is that good?
I've heard of it being a thing. I think Half Dome used to be a part a wheat pail. Part pail.
You can sell me on Half Dome as being a wheat pail.
Because it used to be called Halfweizen. Wow. But I think that might actually be a style. I think it might be a thing. Hmm. But anyways, as you were. Wheat.
Well, we've been talking about Mother Earth hitting town. They have Mother Earth pinup pail. That sounds good.
I got one of those in my fridge.
You.
Yeah.
You.
Could have brought it tonight.
Damn it. Could have had that.
Which is funny because they had an IPA and a stout, and I still, for some reason, went, oh, let's try the pail.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Good. Weird, bro.
Weird.
And I missed out on it. And you're going to drink it before next week. Damn it.
No, save it.
No, don't save it.
If it's that important.
It's a pail. Don't save it.
It's a pail.
You can't save it, pails. IPAs. Another Barley Forge Future Tripping Double IPA at 9.3%. That sounds good.
Future.
This Barley Forge. I've heard good things about Barley Forge. So.
What the hell's a gigawatt?
Gigawatt! Modern Times. Black House.
Who?
Yeah, we know that. Man, boring. Mm. Coronado Sock Knocker Double IPA, 8.5%.
Ooh, yeah. That's actually a good one.
We have that in town. I have not tried it.
You're a sock knocker.
Yes.
It's Mikey, good.
Go get it now.
Really?
Yes.
Because I've not been impressed by Coronado, the couple things I've had from him.
No, this one is impressive.
All right. I'm going to try that one.
I can't believe I didn't bring it here. I thought we had.
I have not had Sock Knocker. St. Archer. Coffee cream porter on nitro.
Oh, shit.
Hmm?
That's the nitro tap. Because Eureka Burgers are good for having one nitro tap.
We got one.
Yeah.
That's it. St. Archer coffee cream porter. Meh.
Shit.
Don't get too jealous. Two Towns. Serious Scrump. It's a cider. Cider.
Could have called that one.
Green Flash 12th Anniversary Sour Pale.
Wow.
I'd like to try that. Sour Pale. Sounds interesting. Aftershocks Strawberry Shortcake Blonde. 6.6% blonde, I assume, with strawberry flavorings.
Sounds accurate.
Bison's Red Reuben. It's a rye amber. Yeah, I've not heard of it. Drake's Jolly Roger.
Nice.
I've not had that on stout. You guys would like that. Alpine. They've got Alpine. Coffee Sutra.
Wow.
Coffee Brown from Alpine.
Alpine, Alpine makes not an IPA.
I'd love to have that and see if producer Becky would like that. She's brown aficionado. So
I wonder,
Alpine makes a brown.
So allegedly, there's still real Alpine and green flash Alpine. I wonder which one that is.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Society. They have a society on top.
What?
The Widow, a Belgian dark.
Another Belgian.
I'll take it.
It's society. I'll take it.
We were going to save you, but the Belgians were just so damn evil.
So I have to stop on this for a second.
All right.
So Eureka Burger in San Diego, given, they can get society, a keg of society. Why not Mike Sardina? Mm-hmm. Why not the Fresno Eureka Burger? Why not? Why can they not get a society keg of society?
It's got to trickle down through the system.
Why cannot? This is a chain that is in Fresno and in San Diego. The San Diego chain gets a society keg.
Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
can't a society keg find its way north?
Which I've heard in the past that beers and kegs have traveled from Eureka's to Eureka's before.
Yes.
So
there is a window for society that could come to Fresno.
Yeah, it's a chain that has buying power.
It would give you an excuse to visit us in town.
Yes, Mike.
Oh, could you imagine that Steal the Glass night and be
society?
Yeah. Actually, nobody would show up because they'd be like, huh?
Oh,
what is this?
Oh, this? We would show up and dominate. We'd drink all the kegs. We'll drink all the cakes. Smog City Groundwork Coffee Porter. They got another one, coffee porter and a coffee brown.
I am now a fan of theirs.
Yeah, I'd like to try it.
Smog City, man. Acoustic Ales Hot Mess. Belgian S'more Stout.
I remember her.
On Nitro. Beer. They have two Nitro taps, bro.
Two
Nitro taps.
How?
Mike Hess Unite Red Session IPA.
Wow.
A red session IPA. You hear that, Bearded Brewer? They have a red session IPA.
I like all of those things.
Mike Hess Unite. That's a looking out for beer. I'm just previewing Bearded Brewer's looking out for.
You just said it for him.
Mike Hess Unite.
Helly.
unless it's a Jim Gaffigan situation where it's fruit good, cake better, fruit cake horrible.
Could be.
Rogue, and to finish it off to Rogue's Dead Guy.
Oh, that beer.
And
they had to have one of those.
Ballast Point's Victory at Sea.
One for the peasants.
So there you go.
Oh, Victory at Sea?
Yeah.
Damn.
On tap. Beautiful beer. that's something on tap, so. Been caught drinking. Any interesting beers you guys have been drinking in the past week of drinking of the beers?
I want to get through this list.
All right, boo it. Do it. Boo it.
Do it in order of IPU and units.
Boo it. I have to rearrange this. Friday, which is Sunday, I broke out a Black House. I do have a City of the Dead still. But my last can of Modern Times I have in the fridge.
Damn it.
Through my evil twin, I broke out a Molotov Light. That was a beautiful beer to have. Again. Then I was drinking over at Dave Renteria's house. And we picked up a Deception from Black Market. Beautiful beer. The lime was on.
Deception.
Was in front of everything. I broke out one of those 2013 Sea Monsters that was drinking very well. I picked up a six-pack of Down to Earth from the Fort, which it's a beautiful, beautiful six-pack. I also picked up a six-pack of Grapefruit Sculpin, always very good. From Stillwater, I came across one of their cans. It was called Yacht, and it was like a hoppy session lager or something like that.
Hoppy session lager.
It was a good beer. And then I got to retry from another Evil Twin beer, the Citra Sunshine Slacker. Still very good, still very good. And from Mother Earth, there we go. The Cali Cremen, the Vanilla Cream Ale. That's what we ended the night on. I don't know if I want to end the night on it. Because it was like the vanilla, I think vanilla wafers, right? Those are the little rectangle cookies with like the crinkly pattern with the little,
come in three different flavors.
Yep. It was literally a vanilla wafer. What it tasted like to me.
All right.
And then I had one beer that I want to try again. It was Out of Bounds Brewery from Rockland. So that's Sacramento area.
Yep.
They had a whole cone hop beer.
Okay.
But it did that. Can did not please me. Wow. So I want to try it again. I want to say that the Sacramento area has to have good beer. Yeah, so I do want to try it.
They've been hitting town this past couple weeks a lot.
But yeah, so I don't know if age or temperature might have hit this product. I don't want to say they have bad beer. It's not Fresno's the most subjective market. I'd hate to say that they sent bad beer to us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sent all the bad crap to Fresno.
Yeah, that's Grocery Outlet. But anyways, that's what I've been caught drinking.
All right, Nick.
All right.
What have you been caught drinking?
I honestly cannot remember. I'm trying to think back.
You are not untapping properly.
I did not untap one thing this weekend. I know Saturday night we were drinking some good old Sierra Nevada Pale Ales at our benefit show we had. We were at a cool place called the Press Box. They've got a healthy tap selection.
I was curious about the Press Box, how their tap selection was.
I didn't notice anything terribly unique, but then again, I didn't look very hard. Because we were busy running the show, so we didn't have much time to sit there and hang out and have a beer. So I just asked the waitress what Sierra Nevada do you have? And she's like, oh, pale ale. I was like, all right. I ain't going to argue.
Hey, it's something.
But they had Lagunitas IPA and, I think it was a craft beer starter kit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, plenty of selection. I mean, tons of beer. So, you know, don't be afraid of going there. Not for the beer. The food was great, too. I can't remember what I had Friday night. I had something Friday night that was different. And I wasn't the I bought two beers, and one was the Tioga's Sugar Pine Porter, and I didn't drink that. Oh, it was Lagunitas Imperial Stout.
Huh.
That's what it was.
Oh.
That's at Whole Foods right now. Whole Foods. And then Sunday was nothing. And then Monday was nothing.
Nothing.
And then Tuesday was nothing. Oh, Monday. No, Sunday was Sierra Nevada's Idaho 7 hop harvest series. The fresh hop.
Okay.
Idaho 7 is the current one they have in town. That was Sunday. And then here we are. We're drinking some Noli tonight.
And then we're here. Well, for me, a lot of the standard stuff. You know, DDH, St. Archer IPA.
Good beers.
Grapefruit Sculpin, yep. A Pliny.
Pliny.
One in the Dorktown. The one one of interest and note and awesomeness finally went to Yard House since they've changed over their taps. And here in town, they have the Alpine Duet
you
on
had
tap.
Had it finally.
But it's always out, like, you know.
Yeah, every time I've gone.
It, but it's always out. Nick always gets screwed. Yep. So I would get there and I go, I don't even need to look at the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right. I go, please tell me you have Alpine Duet on tap still. He's like, yeah, I think we do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do that to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I think so. And then, you know, took producer Becky's order and blah, blah. And so he goes away. I'm like, I start opening up my Untappd as in preparation. And I'm like, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, he's don't jinx it, bro.
I'm watching him. Like, he's going to come back and he's going to be like, yeah, we don't have that. What else do you want?
Yeah.
So I was preparing, which was fine because there was a Green Flash, that session IP they have, not the berry piece of shit, but there's another one they have. But I was like, all right, I'll get that if they don't have it. But I'm ready. He's not gonna have it. It's out.
Yeah.
He comes back.
He's talking to the bartender way too long.
Yep. He comes back and he's got two beers on his tray. I'm like, oh my god.
Wow.
This might be it. And he just places them down and leaves. I'm like, I think I've got the Alpine Duet.
Oh.
And I'm in Fresno. And I have an Alpine Duet on tap.
And how do you know for sure?
I tasted it and it tasted like an Alpine.
You knew.
And it was good. And
so
it
was two. So Becky good. Got a Alpine Duet.
No, she got a Rogue Hazelnut. You cannot get her away.
One
from
of
that.
These beers is that Alpine. Sir, we were out of that Alpine, so I got you the next best thing, the Rogue Hazelnut. It's a number two seller.
Yeah. We got you the Rebel Rouser.
Rebel Rouser. We got you Rebel Rouser. Beer Advocate says the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks. But no, it was delicious, and I was happy to have it. I was having an Alpine Duet, even if it was made by Green Flash.
Uh-huh.
I was having an Alpine Duet in Fresno on tap. Yeah. So that was good.
The CBS version of the Fender Strat.
So it's time for to open up something else.
One more beer.
Uno más.
What's the IPUs on this one?
Half Acre. This is another Chicago from the Beer with Friends podcast. Half Acre Space IPA. I'm pretty sure it's Space. It's hard, dude. It's like a fucking hippie logo label. There's a wolf and there's a hippie and there's waves and tie dye and all kinds of stuff.
What is this liberal bullshit?
Chicago's Half Acre.
Wow.
Chicago. I need to get me a clean glass here because this is fucking serious.
This is serious, guys.
Dun, 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 ding. Another Alice in Chains reference.
Wow. Guys, right. Be quiet. This is serious. Glug, 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 glug. There's some IPUs in that one.
Yeah. Whoa, sorry, man.
Dear God, what have I been drinking?
Going around the table now.
Oh, Lord. Is that the beer Jesus on this bottle?
It does look like the beer Jesus, huh?
The beer Jesus.
The beard Jesus.
You think in seeing Mikey clean out his glass, I would have done the same. But no.
Apparently, I Love Gold is not working anymore, so... Mm,
it was extra quiet.
This stupid freaking app. Again, don't buy Boss Jock, fellow podcasters. It freaking messes up so much, and then it just ruins your night.
I love gold!
Yeah! That's the new beer. So many beers you guys are looking out... Looking out for
beer
as we're trying this Half Acre.
Hello.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. I'm still looking out for other half. I mean, we talked about it, but that's it.
Other half
brewing from Brooklyn, New York. I want to try it.
Brooklyn.
Out.
Nick, Brooklyn. What are you looking out for?
Brooklyn. I am looking out for beer. Actually, I didn't prepare for this.
You son of a bitch.
I know.
Oh, my God. Well, while you figure that out, the Modern Times is, this is one previous looking out for, and now it is out there. And, oh, my God, I somehow must have this. Modern Times, Hoppy Sessionable Pale Ale Oneida. It's out, the new one.
Oneida?
Oneida.
Oneida?
Oneida.
Want to try that?
It's got the green labeling on the Modern Times can. Oh, my God. Somebody, help us.
Mm-hmm.
Help us have this beer.
No, that's been, yeah, no, I've, yeah.
It's in a can.
Two people have been to the Central Coast recently, and I'm like, bring me Modern Times! And nope.
Jerks.
My cries have been ignored.
You know, okay. But
so that's all. That's all you need to know.
There is one I've been looking out for.
Good.
Good. Good, you son of a bitch.
Good.
By the time you do your homework. The guys over at the 3B Zine podcast were making me drool.
3B Zine. I think exclusive.
It was Tommy that brought it. No, Siri, shut up. And they were drinking a Fall Brewing's 2 a.m. bike ride, which it doesn't sound like they bottle, so it sounds like we're going to have to go down there to find it.
Fall Brewing?
Mm-hmm. Fall Brewing at a...
You like that because you're like, I go on a 2 a.m. bike ride all the time. I would
absolutely love to go on a 2 a.m. bike ride, especially... That's the one upside to Fresno evenings, Fresno nights. Epic night riding weather.
Perfect summer night riding weather. Yeah. Riding weather.
But yeah, they make an American stout, and they were talking it up pretty good, so I think I have to try this.
Must try.
Must try.
Bearded Brewer, do you have something? You look, or no, we already did yours.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I was right here.
Son of
I was right here and you did them and now you're asking me again. It's kind of weird.
I thought I was the one that was a little bit spacey this evening. Nope.
That's all me. It's time for some cheers. Yeah. I want to say cheers, big cheers. I did this on Dorktown, but I'm doing this. And this isn't beer related, but it's sort of related podcast wise. Because cheers to David Letterman and his career. As long as I have lived, I've watched David Letterman.
Yeah.
So it's pretty weird that there's not many things that you could say where I've watched from beginning to end something that long.
Wow.
For, you know, roughly 35 years. And he's just been a huge influence over everything media, like talk.
Yeah.
Wise. I mean, him and Howard Stern are the most influential two people in a radio / talk show media. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think almost every podcaster is influenced, even if they don't know it, by Howard Stern and David Letterman. So, he's probably my biggest television hero. So,
wow.
Big cheers to David Letterman, and it is now depressing that he is not there to watch anymore.
I'm going
to
throw two tidbits in there. He could still Jay Leno us. And second of all, what about Larry King? Come on. Come on. Come on.
Larry King he didn't prepare shit. He was just like, what are you doing? What's that about?
Yeah. Anyways, as you were. That's it?
I don't think he is. I think Dave's, he's not going to come back in a different form talk-wise. He's got his, like, racing hobbies. He's huge into cars and racing.
I seriously hope he's going to be around for a while doing other things.
Yeah.
Because I know there's some TV personalities where they go, oh, I'm retiring, and then
you never see
things
him
are not good after that. And then there's people like the one person, Bob Barker, where he retired, he's just... shows up once in a while and goes, hey, look at me, I'm 90 and I'm still doing this.
Still punching out Adam Sandler.
Yep.
So, there you go. That was my cheers. You guys got cheers.
I only got two.
Oh.
The Northwest of Beard Brewer, thank you for beer.
You know? Thank you.
And then Dave Renteria, he's a pretty awesome dude. he wanted a garage drink at his house yesterday, so he picked me up and had me safely dropped off.
Did some garage drinking?
Yeah. It's he took me out to the fort, took me to his house, and we garage drank and watched his neighbor worked on an El Camino, and we even
you guys just sat there and drank and watch his neighbor. Yeah, work no, on he his was car. Working
so
on
you guys drove to Oklahoma.
He was just a professional mechanic, and he was across the street, and he was working on a car, and we even picked up some super nachos.
Super nachos.
Well, I had super nachos. He had super fries, but it was quite amazing.
What's in a super fries?
It's like nachos, but instead of corn chips, it is potato fries.
Huh.
So you still get the guacamole, sour cream, asada, cheese, gooiness on top of fries.
Where is that from?
Arsenio's. Okay. Well, probably. I mean, Robertito's and all those places have them, but yeah, the specific place was Arsenio's.
The best of all of them.
The one in front of Papalo's? Is that Arsenio's?
That's Arsenio's, but we went to Ashland and Valentine, which is in the Valero station.
One?
Ooh, you're in the Central High area.
Okay. There is Bullard and Fig Garden Loop. There is Ashland and Valentine. There is Herndon and Blackstone. There's Clovis and Herndon. There is Cedar and Belmont.
Wow. There is Arsenio's aficionado.
It used to be Cedar.
You really know your Arsenio's.
Used to be Cedar and what's the one between Ashland and Shields? Is that Gettysburg?
The Ashland and Shields is Dakota.
Dakota. It used to be Dakota and Shields, but I think that one moved. But yeah, there's like a 30 of them. Oh, there's another new one. It used to be Cravings in front of Costco and Shaw.
We need to start Arsenio's podcast.
It used to be Cravings in front of Costco and Shaw, but now that is an Arsenio's.
Wow. Arsenio's is overpopulated. Wow.
Very quietly, Arsenio's has taken over Fresno.
It's not a fast food chain, but it's a chain.
But it's a chain.
Yeah.
Yee.
But if you need an asada burrito at 2 a.m., go to Arsenio's.
Boom. Nick?
Hello.
Give a cheers.
Hi. Cheers to Tommy, House of Pendragon.
Yeah. Oh,
it's his birthday. It's his birthday. So
it's
cheers.
His personal birthday or his brewery's birthday?
Personal birthday.
Oh, okay. That's boring.
Sorry.
I want the brewery's birthday.
He's accomplished a lot.
Who cares about him?
Yeah.
His brewery.
Accomplished a lot in 2 years, let alone, what is it, 34?
30 what? Is it?
I thought so.
Oh, okay. He's younger than I am.
Spin Dragon. So awesome.
What an asshole.
Kegs.
Get bring your more kegs of beer to the podcast.
Get your growlers. Yeah, bring a keg. Damn it, we need a kegerator. What self-respecting crap beer podcast doesn't have a kegerator?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Cheers to... I also want to cheers Dave Renteria.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he came to our fundraiser Saturday night.
Dave.
And bought a lot of shit.
Good job, Dave.
You will be seeing Dave with a brand new Tioga growler and t-shirt.
Nice.
And sunglasses and hat.
Mm-hmm.
Hint. He bought the Tioga package.
Nice.
Yeah. I have a beer for you, Dave. I have to get it to you somehow. Side note. Cheers also to M. Sardina. He's been razzing me about all my light beer drinking, so Mike, do not worry. I will drink light beer no more. And he says if I ever come down to San Diego, come see him. So I can't wait to go back to San Diego.
He'll take you to his office.
Yeah, come see me, huh?
Hey,
I'll show you a thing or two. Yeah.
He'll just stick you in a fermenter and be like, drink your way out of this.
Either that, or he's going to hand me a Rebel IPA and go,
I'll let you taste all the society beer you want, but you got to drink this Rebel IPA. Yeah.
He'll probably make you meet him at the brewery, but you'll have to go to the pub. What is it, the O'Sullivan's or the O'Brien's?
The
pub just a block over, and say, here's the first tap. Here's Here's the first tap. Here's the last tap. You have to make your way through it.
Cheers to that.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
All right. Cheers to everybody that listens. Cheers to our patrons. Patreon.com/perfectpour if you want to donate cash to us on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. And then we can buy beer. And that's what, and if you donate $5 a month, you can hear the tailgating session, which is, it's something. Okay? It's something. So thank you to our patrons. You know who you are. You're awesome.
Yeah.
And thank you to our listeners. If you could help us out, you can help us out. If you don't want to become a patron, that's cool. You can help us out in other ways by just talking us up to your fellow craft beer geeks.
Mm-hmm.
You can give us a review on iTunes. And you can just use your social media to promote our social media. So Perfect Pour Pod on most social medias you can find us at. So thank you for listening to the Perfect Pour, episode 97. Go enjoy your beer this week. We'll see you next week with more beer to drink and talk about.
I've collected too many IPUs.